Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope everybody's enjoying your day thus far. Remember to be safe out there, but you can get out, walk the dogs, take a family walk. Just get out and enjoy the fresh air at some point. Chris Mason, every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, driven by Freeland Chevrolet, also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. You can visit Smoky Mountaintops. com. C. Mace, what's up?
Not much. Speaking of a walk, my family just they just went for a walk a few minutes ago. So good recommendation. They must have their ears must have been burning.
Yeah, how was it out? A little bit on the cooler side, but nice, huh?
I'm outside. I didn't go for the walk. I had to talk to you guys. They went for the walk. I'm working. Okay. People, actually, you know what? I just got off the. I just did a Skype interview with Pecorine, so I got to check in on him, see what he's up to, and talk about relive his goal a little bit. We're going to be re-airing that game tomorrow on Fox Sports Tennessee, so we got to chat about that a little bit.
We're airing that on our airwaves, too.
Nice. That's awesome. And I asked him, too. I said, do you just go look at the record books and just go down the list and say, oh, I don't have that one yet. I better score a goal, so I'll take away the only record that I actually had as a Nashville Predator. And Pex, he went and took that away from me, so kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
We had some Predators yesterday in the news. Roman Josi has comfortably advanced to the second round in the Jeff Fisher region as a 2 seed, but Thomas Volkoon did go down to Taylor Lewan yesterday, so... We lost Volkoon.
I'm disappointed. That hurts. That really hurts because, you know, and Taylor's a great guy and all that stuff. But when you're comparing, you know, what Thomas Volkoon did for this team and for this city and his longevity and, the impact that he had on the team, I thought he was going to take that one. But he's, you know, no social media presence and all that, I think, had a factor in it.
Yeah, no doubt. Shea Weber comfortably in control today. Ryan Suter, what was that? This was an interesting one. Ryan Suter versus Jordan Matthews, who joined us last hour. Where are we on the results with that right now, Chase?
Let's see. Let me pull it up. And
at last check, I think it was 65-35, Jordan Matthews.
Yep, 65-35, Jordan Matthews in the lead over Ryan Suter.
And how about Correa and John Henderson?
Paul Correa leads 65-35 over John Henderson.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way Suits is winning. No chance.
I mean, let's
no
just chance. Be honest.
I saw that. I'm like, he gone.
He gone.
You were actually the subject of a Skype call yesterday involving three captains in the Central Division. And the one that we're focusing on is the one here, Roman Josi. And Chris Mason was brought up in that Skype conference call with the media, and here's how it went.
So speaking of wacky things pertaining to you, did you see the Chris Mason video?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
It's pretty funny. He's come out with a bunch of videos since then. I mean, he did that one of him working out to I don't know if you know Mace, he's such a funny guy. He travels with us, and I actually played with him for a year, and he's an awesome guy, really funny guy, and he definitely shows his personality on social media right now.
He's probably one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
One of the best teammates you could play with.
like I said, he still travels us. He's such a funny guy and such a nice person.
There you go. Those guys weighing in on our own Chris Mason. My first thought was, did you see the Chris Mason video? And I'm screaming out loud, "What? There's videos. What do you mean singular? Like, what video are you talking about? There's all kinds of Chris Mason videos."
Well, they made me blush. I put that on social media today or on Twitter, and I saw that when I woke up and checked Twitter or whatever. So that was nice of those guys to say that, but that's really cool. And I have fun with it. I got a couple more in the works. Try to keep it going. It's tough though. You almost need something recurring. It's tough to come up with, you know, new stuff all the time, but I enjoy the process. So trying to come up with a couple more here in the next few days.
You have to compete with Mr. Gill now too.
Well, that one, oh my God, that one cracks me up. Like, especially to know Willie, right? Like, you guys, like, we know Hal, and to see him talk like that, oh my God, that just cracks me up. The first one he sent me, he's like, should I post this? I was dying laughing. I'm like, if you don't post it, I'm posting it for sure. You have to. So that's a great character.
Yeah, I was going to say, has anybody ever seen this character out of Skillsy until now?
No, I think it's kind of based on a teacher that he used to have.
Well, it reminds me of South Park a little bit.
Yeah, oh, it's great. It's hilarious.
That is
good stuff for sure.
So, what and like you said, yeah, it's tough because there's not really any new news at all. I mean, that was really kind of the first piece, and now there are other divisions, I guess, more Skype conference calls. So players, organizations are now starting to talk where we really haven't had any new news on the hockey front. You just talked about you talking with Pex, and you have people in your circles. I mean, where do you think, and just I'm just asking your opinion because none of us know, I mean, where do you think this is ultimately going to go?
You know, we don't know. And I think you just keep doing what we're doing, you know, just trying to have fun with it, make the best of the situation. At the end of the day, that's all you can do because, you know, obviously this whole thing is out of our control. You know, we can do what we can to help and to, you know, to make the process better by staying home and social distancing and all those types of things. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do. And just but you have to stay diligent with, you know, making the kids do their work and, you know, educating, getting physical activity, going out for walks, and, you know, even like taking a shower. Like, it's so funny. I didn't shower yesterday, and I'm like, you know, I shaved and showered today to get ready for the interview, and it's a game changer. Like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I don't need to today. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to go cut the lawn. But even that, you know, something as simple as that, you know, makes you feel a lot better about your day. Make your bed. I don't know. You know, those little things that just keep you kind of keep the motor going. I think it's important to really, you know, continue to do those types of things to, you know, to help your sanity in a lot of ways. But, you know, just make the best of the situation, I think. And, you know, the Skype and the FaceTimes, I think, are great. We do that with the broadcast team. You know, every Friday we're going to have a happy hour call in. And it's great to see everybody and talk and, you know, reminisce. And that stuff helps a lot.
Chris Mason is with us, talking a little hockey here, a little life as we continue to move forward through all of this stuff. And so I'm curious, Mace, when you talk to Pekka, and I don't know, you know, what we'll actually see on the broadcast. You and he go way back and can talk on a much deeper level than just doing a simple interview about an amazing play in NHL history, the goal he scored. But what's on his mind? How is he holding up throughout this process?
He's the same, you know. It's the everyone's the same in this situation. I think he's trying to stay positive. He built a little gym in his garage, so he gets up and does that every day, and, you know, just keeping that routine. And he mentioned, you know, he kind of joked, but he said when you get older, you just can't afford to take the time off and let yourself go. And you know, he echoed the sentiment that he doesn't know when this is going to end or when they're going to come back to playing, but he's trying to, you know, to keep a routine. And I asked him if he's done anything new. I mentioned I started drawing one of an old hobby of mine that I used to have. I haven't done it forever. So, you know, it's funny, you go back to the things that you used to do and you have time to try new things. And he said he's teaching himself how to juggle. So he ordered juggling balls and he's working on that to work on the hand eye, and just something he's never been able to do. So he's trying to conquer that. So I told him to send me a video. So if he does, I'll get it out there on social media. But he's just trying to stay busy watching shows and all those types of things. And, you know, his message was the same, is just to the people to try to stay positive and keep doing their part. So it's the same as everyone.
Boy, as you say that, I think about what it's like for a goalie, and what it will be like for a goalie if they are able to jumpstart a season down the road, even if it's in July, something like that. I know the players are going to want to play if there's a way to do it. And so whether it's July or August or even September, I wonder about the goalies with a lot on the line, right? Whether it's starting off with critical regular season games, picking up where they left off, or even a tournament of some sorts to determine the Stanley Cup winner. How much is going to be on the goalies to jump in and be razor sharp right away? That will not be easy, mentally and physically, just with the reactionary position and what's on the line every time you go between the pipes.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be very interesting. I always, you know, think about when the start of the season comes around, there's always those guys that get off to the hot starts and maybe play above their, you know, average level of play or what they normally at. And there's other guys that are elite guys that get off to slow starts. I remember Henrik Lundqvist always used to be a perennial slow starter, but he would get his game going, eventually be one of the top guys back when I used to play. So it's definitely going to be a factor. I mean, if they're able to get a playoffs, you know how important that position is. You know, they win and lose you games and ultimately playoff series. So it's going to be very interesting, because I know when you're off, you know, at the end of a season and you go, maybe you don't skate for, you know, 2 months, you get on the ice, you know, at the start of July or something like that, you feel like you have never skated before. It's a different feeling. So it definitely takes time to get your timing back, to get, you know, the ability to deal with traffic and guys coming in, controlling your rebounds. There's a lot of layers to feeling comfortable. But it's funny, some guys can just do it. They can just put on their gear and all of a sudden they're unbelievable. But I wasn't that type of guy. I needed to ease in and get the reps and get comfortable before I felt I was back to normal.
All right, I have to ask the question here, Mesa. Yesterday we had Thomas Vokoun on. Roman Josi, during that conference call we've referenced, said he's been watching it. Thomas Vokoun said he's watched Tiger King. I know you have as well. Do you have a reaction? Because every time somebody asks me about it who hasn't seen it, I don't know if I can paint a clear picture of what this is like, but it is amazing the phenomenon that this show has had over the last couple weeks.
Well, maybe train wreck is what I don't know. It just opens up your eyes to, you know, a lifestyle that you just really didn't know exist, and how obsessed that they are with, you know, with the what they do and with the other people that do it. Like it seemed like they knew everything about every other person that had a, you know, a tiger rescue center or whatever, you know, their own private zoo. And it was just it was crazy. But I don't know, like, where the heck do all these people get their money? Like, it was Joe Exotic at his place. It was $250,000 a year to feed the tigers. And then he's doing, you know, he's putting ads out there, making videos, having a reality show. It was just, where did all the money come from? It's crazy how just everything about it. I mean, it was nuts. I don't know. I don't know if I can really put into words how I feel about having watched that show. that's all I got.
Chase, before I pass it to you, I'm going to give one little tidbit here, and Mace, you could comment. We did recently one of these Skype calls for Fox Sports Tennessee. We talked about the embarrassing moment in Vegas where I drank the water bottle and it went down the windpipe, and I could not speak at the beginning of the third period for a few minutes, which seemed like about an hour. And you were trying not to laugh. You were trying not to panic. I've been given the clip, May. So later today, we're going to post that. And
yes.
Chase, Darren, you probably cannot remember this moment here, but once you see it, you might have a flashback. But everybody can probably relate when you drink a glass of water or something and it gets you stuck in your windpipe. You cannot talk for about a minute while you try to, no matter how much you cough or try to clear your throat, it just doesn't happen. So we're going to post this clip from January of 2018.
I can't wait. Like, it was just to hear it is actually, you know, I've never heard it before. Obviously, mine was the recollection of it.
Me
and then,
either.
And I didn't
want,
to
go back and listen
I'd
to it
be more
after
comfortable because that was my first year on TV, and I think now I'd be more comfortable at, like, just taking, you know, some of the, you know, doing, throwing some more analysis in there. But I pressed the button and I said, oh my God, Willie's, he's choking on his water. I was like, I was kind of half laughing, but I didn't know if it was serious. I'm like, what should I do? Should I start talking? Should I? And D-Dub said, no, just lay out. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. And then you like, I just respect the battle level though, Willie. Like you came in there and you threw it in. You could tell that you know, you're still trying to get your voice back and all that and get comfortable. And then all of a sudden, you said, hey, sorry guys, went down the wrong pipe there. And oh man, it was
wrong
epic.
Tunnel.
Wrong tunnel.
Thank God
tunnel.
Nobody scored. Thank God nobody scored. I think Craig Smith tried a shot. He got in a pretty good scoring area and thankfully it didn't go in. Sorry, Smitty. I would have been happy for you if it scored, but I could not, I tried to say he shoots and just nothing came out. Nothing.
Glad he didn't talk about a soccer kick, I mean, in your first year. You know?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, too, is like when we're doing the post game, and we're speaking of those embarrassing moments, like I've always wondered, like, you know, when's it going to happen? When are you going to have to sneeze on live TV or something like that when you're in the cameras on you? But I looked at Willie and he was talking to me in the post game, one of our segments there, and I just replayed that in my head, and I almost lost it. I seriously, it took everything. And the stage manager even knew, and she's like, I cannot believe you held on, because I had to put my head down, and you know when you're in class and you're not supposed to laugh, and you know, you're looking at your buddy and you're making funny faces or eye contact if the teacher says something funny. It was like that where I just could not, I felt like I just couldn't control it. I was going to burst out laughing, and for whatever reason, I was able to keep it in, but oh my God, was that funny.
Willie can remember, this is going way back. Believe it or not, Willie, I have to laugh just thinking about it. Willie used to do a NASCAR hour with myself and Liz Allison. And I don't even remember who was we had a guest or a phone call on. And I don't remember what happened, Willie, but Liz and I lost it. Okay. We were checked out. And Willie is over there kind of on an island by himself going, I don't know if these guys are going to help me here. And he's trying to hold back his laughter. Do you remember that, Willie?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, I know the least. I know about 1/100th or 1/1,000th of NASCAR compared to you and Liz. So you guys are carrying any interview that we're doing, right? I'm just passing the ball to you guys for the most part. So I'm looking at you guys in a total panic because you guys can't stop laughing. You can't get it together to ask a question. And I'm like, I got to come up with a question. I was like you, Mace, I got to come up with something. What do I do?
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Those are the best.
Oh, Mace. It was just the feeling of Willie just over in the corner. We had this big studio and Willie's just over there, like looking at the two of us like, what do you want me to do? Are you guys going to help me here? Are you just going to leave me hanging? Come on. Get it together.
I've had some panic ones too. And when I was doing the radio with Pete, like he has his, you know, he's always got a timer, but for whatever reason, he was running like a tad late, coming up to the booth. So we're about to go back on for like the second period or something. And he wasn't back up there. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know how to, you know, I didn't know how to do any of this stuff. I just started doing the radio and I was like freaking out. But he, of course, Pete comes up there right on time, just in time, puts a headset on like nothing happened. So, but I was sweating it. Holy smokes.
Chris Mason is with us, former Predators goalie now, of course, on the broadcast. And my question for you as we go through this Nashville sports bracket, the best Nashville athletes over the last 30 years, tomorrow is the Phil Rudison region. And there are several names on this list that you played with. Steve Sullivan is one of those guys. And I look at this team in different eras. I feel like when Sully, as he's referred to, was acquired and scores the hat trick in his first game, that's when that was one of those first pieces that things started really to change for this organization. What was it like having Sully in the locker room?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was a really cool phase, I think, just because, you know, we were always one of those teams that was just scratching and clawing to get in. You know, everybody, the hockey news would do the polls and all the previews at the beginning of the season, and we'd always be on the outside. And, you know, we just had that hard-working type of blue-collar teams that Barry Trotz seemed to be able to get the best out of us, and we'd, you know, find ways to just get in and battle throughout the season. But, you know, when Steve Sullivan, J.P. Dumont, Paul Kariya, when we started getting those types of players, we had the young, you know, young stud defensemen coming up, Shea Weber, you know, Suits, Ham Hughes, Kimmo Tiimonen and Zidlicky, like those teams were, we were good. And it was, you know, it was a large part because of those guys. And when you had the players that had that star power, you know, like Sully and like JP and Paul Kariya, it was such a really cool feeling to see the growth and kind of the evolution of the team to that point. Because we had the 1 year, we almost won the President's Trophy. We had some injuries at the end of the season, quite a few injuries, actually. I think Sully was one of the guys. But
oh, yeah,
that really hampered that, you know, that chance to do that. But it was awesome, because instead of going on the ice thinking, you know, playing the Detroit Red Wings, holy smokes, here we go, we got to play our best game to beat these guys. You know, we were going out there as favorites a lot of nights, and we became, you know, the tough team to play against and the team that everybody was talking about. And it was a really cool feeling to be, you know, in that situation opposed to the underdog all the time, and which was also good, and that was enjoyable, and you always have something to prove. A lot of the players, you know, got our starts. I was one of them because of the situation and the expansion and all those types of things. But it was really neat to see, you know, to be part of those teams. We had some great teams in those couple years for sure. So it was really cool. And Sully's, you know, he's the assistant general manager for Arizona now, and it's kind of cool to see where the guys have went from that team. And he was definitely a huge part. And just, you know, I was talking about this too. I think, I don't know if it was with you guys, but I'd love to see those guys in today's game. You know, Kariya,
yeah.
Sully, you know, just without the clutching and grabbing. Like Sully's he's not a big guy. You know, he's got to go in front of the net with Chris Pronger and all those types of guys clutching and grabbing all over the place. I just imagine the point totals if him and Paul Kariya and JP Dumont have those guys draped all over him.
And then another guy I wanted to ask you about as we wrap this up is Jordan Tutu. In my mind, he was the first big, like, most popular player for the franchise, and somebody that the fans really rallied around, you know, being the first of Inuit descent to play in the NHL. But he was kind of that first fan favorite, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, well, he definitely, you know, he took the city and the league by storm when he came in. I remember his first game. I don't know how many people he had with, you know, with Nunavut flag there and everything. And, you know, it was crazy. And, I mean, just the way that he played, it was just the excitement. Every time he got on the ice, you know, he was going to – I've never seen – he's the hardest hitter I've ever seen, you know, in the NHL, ever. Doesn't matter what league, but he would just go out there and crush guys, and he could play. He was fast. He's energetic, young, innocent, just full of life. And, you know, it's a guy that's impossible not to cheer for if he's on your team. But I'll never forget too, like I was on the bench, and this would happen a lot because he was so popular. You know, he wasn't a goal scorer by, you know, he wasn't necessarily a high skilled player. He had a lot of skill, but he wasn't the guy that you're going to put out there in the last, you know, minute with the goalie pulled. But I remember sitting on the bench, and he was so popular that everybody would be a minute and a half, and I'd hear this all the time. Come on, Barry, put 2-2 out there. It never failed. 6-on-5 goalie poll, they want Toots out there. So he was definitely a polarizing character, and he's a great guy, and he's come a long way in his personal life too, and he's doing a lot of amazing things, helping you know, First Nations people back home and all around the world. And you know, his story with alcoholism and everything. I'm so proud of him, and he was an awesome teammate.
Depending on who you ask, they would tell you he did actually score a lot. Just like I said, depends on who you ask. Last thing, Mace, joke that may have went over some people's heads, maybe not. The three of us have watched Tiger King. I've asked Willie has. I didn't know that he was looking at, or he had been watching Ozark. Everybody I've asked has given me the thumbs up. I'm looking for the next thing to watch. Are you in on Ozark?
Oh, 100%. I'm all in on Ozark.
All in. Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's
I haven't started season 3 yet. I was wrapping up Tiger King. Had to catch up on Walking Dead, but I got to get the right. I just have to get the right frame of mind. Like, I got to be all in mentally to start it, because it's such a good show.
Okay.
It's awesome. You'll love it.
That's enough thumbs up for me, so I'm definitely going to pull the trigger and start it here in the next couple of days. Always a pleasure. Thanks for doing this. Keep making us laugh on Twitter and everything you're doing, and you and the family continue to be safe.
Awesome. You guys, too. Thank you so much.
All right, that is Chris Mason every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. He's driven by Freeland Chevrolet and brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. You can visit SmokyMountaintops.com. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.